AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump told CNBC hosts that the European Union will pay 35% tariffs if a $600 billion investment does not come through. He initially said the EU was paying $650 billion, but then rounded the figure down to $600 billion. Trump also told CNBC he was threatening to raise tariffs on India within 24 hours. Last week, Trump said the US would impose a 25% tariff on goods from India, plus an additional import tax because of India's purchasing of Russian oil. And AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports Democrats in California are looking to counter Republican moves in Texas to bolster their position in the U.S. House.
California Democrats are weighing new political maps that could slash 5 Republican-held House seats while bolstering Democratic incumbents in other battleground districts. The proposal comes in direct response to plans by Texas Republicans to redraw that state's congressional map, one backed by President Trump that could add 5 Republicans to the U.S. House.
California will not sit by idly and watch this democracy waste away.
Governor Gavin Newsom.
We'll fight fire with fire. We'll assert ourselves.
The map aims to boost the Democratic margin from 43 to 48 seats out of California's 52 congressional districts. But in California, such a plan would need approval from voters as well as lawmakers.
The ultimate test of transparency is what voters will decide on.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And former Israeli army and intelligence chiefs are calling for an end to the war in Gaza as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hints at further military action. In a roughly 3-minute video posted to social media this week, they said far-right members of the government are holding the country hostage and prolonging the conflict. Krill fishery in Antarctica shut down early after a record catch exceeded the seasonal limit for the first time. This is AP News. After a legal battle, the execution of a Tennessee man is scheduled for later today. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
Experts say an execution planned for later today would be the first of its kind. It would be the first time a man has been put to death with a working defibrillator in his chest. The attorneys for Byron Black say officials must have his device deactivated to avert the risk that it could cause unnecessary pain and prolong the execution. Governor Bill Lee has declined to grant a reprieve. The U.S. Supreme Court also has rejected Black's appeals. The state has disputed that the lethal injection that Black would receive would cause his defibrillator to shock him. The state says even if shocks were triggered, Black wouldn't feel them. Black was convicted in the 1988 shooting deaths of his girlfriend Angela Clay and her 2 daughters. I'm Mike Hempen.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.